Well, Park City Film is hosting its annual Oscar party Saturday night. In the studio with details, I have the director of Park City Film, Katie Wang. Good morning.
Good morning, Leslie. Great
to
be here.
Yeah, so I mentioned Saturday. What time?
Saturday at 6 o'clock. We'll start off the party. It's our fifth annual fundraiser. This helps to support our free community programming. And we've got free films coming up this week for kids. We do with the library. We have our Real Community series, which is our Thursday night documentary series. And many other events and programs that we have going on. But this is really to bring our community film lovers together. We show the Oscar-nominated shorts this coming weekend ahead of the Academy Awards. And Saturday night will be the documentary shorts, which are almost always the strongest of the collection. So you can come 6 o'clock, get some great food from Done to Your Taste Catering. We'll have drinks, of course, silent auction. We've got some great donations from Wasatch Adventure Guides, a fly fishing trip, Park City Desserts has donated a gift basket, Jean Glazer animal portraits. So if you want to get a portrait of your animal, you can come bid on that and raise some money for us. And it's really just to bring our community together. What we found is that, you know, people who love film want to see films, of course. And so they can get together and get to know one another, meet some new friends, you know, have a great evening. And then at 8 o'clock, we'll start the documentary shorts. And we found that people kind of stay after the film as well, just to digest what they just saw and really unpack it. And it's, again, kind of taking that community of film to the next level.
So you showing the same films all three nights?
Nope. So we'll have the animated shorts on Friday night. We'll have the documentary shorts collection on Saturday night and then the live action collection on Sunday night. You can also just come to the documentary shorts if you're, you know, not into the party or have something else going on. You're certainly welcome at our regular ticket prices to just come on Saturday and and see the doc shorts. But of course, we'd love to have you come early. We do have tickets are $50. It includes three drink tickets and, of course, food and some Oscar trivia, some great prizes for that. But if you're a member of Park City Film, it's a $40 ticket price. So a little incentive there to become a member and support us year round. But tickets are limited. We don't have, you know, we only have so much space in that community room. So we do encourage people to go online to parkcityfilm.org and get their tickets in advance. They have been going fast. We probably have about 25, 30 left. So
okay. As you mentioned this week, you're also showing free films at 4 o'clock Tuesday through Friday.
Tuesday through Friday, yes. The library is closed today, but we'll be starting off with Wallace and Gromit, Curse of the Were-Rabbit at 4 o'clock on Tuesday. Wednesday, we have... I just blanked on the film there. I know we're doing Pele on Thursday and The Incredibles 2. Sorry, Monsters vs. Aliens is on Wednesday. But just some great films. It's really a partnership that's grown with the Park City Library to provide an entertaining and free event for children in our community to do after, you know, when the schools are out, after they've gone skiing. But it's really open to everyone of all ages. We get adults coming with and without children. So it's just kind of a fun and entertaining thing to do during the holiday break.
Okay, those again, all at 4 o'clock?
Or 4 o'clock. They're all free popcorn. We partner with the Christian Center as well to get some healthy snacks. Not that popcorn's not healthy, but maybe a little fruit, something a little more diverse offerings there. But just a really fun way to get together. And we do this again during spring break. And then, of course, over the summer, we have our retrospective series where we do kind of a throwback Tuesday collection of films.
Okay. And then also on Thursday with the Park City Professional Ski Patrols Association presenting a classic then. Is that part of yours?
Nope, that's different from us. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, the Jim Santee is not, we're not the sole operators of films there, so we do, it's fun to see other folks come together and program some other films. But yeah, we've got our hands full with what we've already got going on. But some great films around the Academy Awards, of course, and then after this weekend, we'll be showing some films that have been nominated and perhaps will be winners, like Vice and Capernaum, which is a foreign film from Lebanon. So but yeah, if you go to our website, parkcityfilm.org, you can check out all of those trailers and get some tickets. SOM 3, of course, on Thursday as well, which is our benefit for National Ability Center. And tickets for that are actually almost sold out. So if you are looking for the wine and film pairing on Thursday, again, I encourage you to go online and benefit another nonprofit as well as, you know, enjoy a great film and some good wine.
Okay. Katie, anything else you want to mention?
No, just want to thank the community for their support. And we hope to see a great bunch of film lovers out on Saturday night. Party starts at 6 o'clock, films at 8.
Okay. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
That's Katie Wang with Park City Film. You're listening to the Local News Hour here on KPCW.